Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
The big lottery tonight. Get your lucky charms out,
you
huh?
Know, I
2.5% chance for the Pistons.
I will say, Mike.
Top three.
Mike tried to present it in a way, you know, to basically say, is this like a must-watch type of thing? You know, this is a huge thing. If
it's a must-win lottery,
if they're somehow, yeah, able to get into the top three, it could potentially have a huge, you know, role in the Pistons being a factor in the East. If they don't get it, which, let's be real, they probably won't, they're screwed for another 5 years, and there's really no, even less hope than there already was before. So,
what about the 0.7% chance of getting the number one pick?
Yeah.
I mean, the Cavaliers have beaten those odds two or three times, right?
I just can't do it.
It's not going to happen.
That's the problem.
I know.
If it does, we can react to it.
Yeah.
I can't even entertain the idea. I heard Doug and Gator doing
Crash and Croc. Yeah.
There's this like website where you can refresh it and they do NBA draft lottery over and over and over again.
There it is.
Yeah. Awesome. I can't even allow myself to enjoy it. Yeah. I really can't. If it happens, okay.
Now,
then we can talk.
Bogey, and we brought this up briefly there in the crosswalk. You were really put through the ringer today.
No.
The Valeni kid put you in the meat grinder and chewed you out, but there was good feedback about you.
Not much,
and also me, because I'm in charge of ruining you, as apparently the big-headed kid said when he called in. Now, I can continue to try to ruin you or try to fix you or just leave you as you are.
I can adjust, I think, a little bit.
Okay,
you
know, okay, all right.
Be a little more open-minded to other opinions thoughts and things of that nature. You know what? The hell with that. I'll just be myself.
No.
I think I'm fine.
No. Oh, we tried.
If anything, you know, I'm going to see a chiropractor tomorrow. If anything, I figured out why I've been having such back problems. It's because I've been carrying around this weight that I got. It's called this wojo on my back that I carry around every night at 6 o'clock. That's been the problem.
You've been carrying around an attitude. A chip
carrying. I do have a chip on my shoulder. Damn it, because I expect a lot out of this show. I expect a lot out of this station. And I want us to do a quality show and really get our opinions out there and have some fun along the way.
Okay, good.
Yes.
That's the way we do it. And speaking of backs, you're back, and Miggy's back. Is that literally the back?
Miggy's back hurts because he's been carrying around a sack of $30 million a year all the time.
And carrying around a team as well for 9 years or whatever. So he did speak today before the game in a media scrum and had some interesting things to say. And we will talk to the listeners too at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Because I must admit, I've always thought all these years of covering Miguel Cabrera that he really did kind of have an issue with the media, because the media, you know, was often probing negative questions, and when he'd be injured, he didn't want to talk about it, and they never met the highest expectations all those years and that. But I mean, he's gone after me a couple of times. I remember one time I asked, it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago when they were just starting to slip and they were like 5 or 6 games behind the Indians with like a month to go. And I asked, you guys feel like that's not too much ground to make up? And he really took offense to it. He goes, well, of course it's not. Why would you think it's too much? Like, of course it's. And I remember thinking, God, whatever. I don't care. We ask questions, but he's always had that edge with the media. I didn't think that many times he has shown that edge towards the fans. But now he is really frustrated. You can tell that he was eligible to come off the disabled list Monday, is not ready to come back from the hamstring thing that led to a back thing and everything else. Let me just read the quote real quick, and then you can respond there, Bogey.
Beautiful.
He said, I went through a lot last year and I don't want to do the same. Nobody appreciates when you play hurt. I'm going to take my time and play when I am good. I played a lot of years hurt here in Detroit. They, and then this is Chris McCoskey from the Detroit News, put in parentheses, fans. He didn't say fans, but that was the assumption. They, fans, don't appreciate that. When you're doing bad, they crush you. They crush you. They say you're bad. They say you should go home. You don't deserve anything. You're old. So I say, okay, I'm done playing hurt, and now I'm going to take my time. I think, just knowing Miguel Cabrera, I think that began as a statement of, man, I played hurt all those years, and it probably built up into a little bit of a feisty, angry response. And I'm just wondering if fans get that, or are they like, screw it. No, we're allowed to be angry if you, even if you played hurt last year. What do you think of that?
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Now, first of all, I just want to say unequivocally, I mean, I've never said a bad thing about Miguel Cabrera in my entire career.
Probably listen to you.
I come
you
on the air.
You started this.
I don't critique him. I let him off the hook all the time. And, you know, I think he's a great guy and a great warrior for this Tigers team. So I hate the fact that he's getting criticized like this. I'm kidding, of course.
No, yeah, that's me, actually.
That's a good point. Yeah, he probably loves you quite a bit. No, to me, you don't do this. And if he is actually getting mad at the media, that's fine. But the way that this is going to be perceived is that he's talking about the fans. And it is that he's talking about the people that are making, let's be real, less than what he makes in at bat, you know, that are paying money to go watch him play or watch this team play. But I do think that he makes a good point in the sense that he should have done this years ago. Why has he ever? As you start to get older, it becomes, and you can relate to this, you're very old.
Hey,
the recovery time, okay, ends up being a lot more difficult, right? Like if you tweak your back or, you know, hip or whatever, it's going to take you longer to potentially get back out there. As Miguel Cabrera's career has gone on, and because he's such a big individual, I think the injuries have really started to take a bigger toll on him. And I've said for a long time, why are you trying to rush back? Why are you just saying, no, I'm fine, I'm fine? Even though we know you're clearly injured.
Oh, absolutely.
It would have helped this franchise had he just sat out like he's going to do apparently right now.
But I don't let the franchise off the hook there. Two things. Number one, and maybe this goes back to Ausmus not having a firm. I wondered a few times the last 2 or 3 years, why didn't they just tell him to sit down, right? A few times. That's number one, that I do think it once again goes to Ausmus letting them just handle things themselves. And number two, it goes to, there were, until midway through last year, there were always expectations, and I think he felt the pressure to play, to try to deliver. And whether it was being put on him or self-put on him or whatever, but he felt the pressure. So I laud that he tried to play through it, but you're right. But the second half of last season, he had no power whatsoever. He thought he was doing the right thing, and now he's admitting that I got killed for it. I looked terrible. He's probably embarrassed how bad his numbers were last year, and he's saying he's not going to do that anymore. And he shouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. And just for comparative purposes, I think this is an interesting dynamic because you have two guys that make roughly the same amount of money, you know, every single year. The franchise pillars are going to be around forever, you know, in their prime years. Look at Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford is quite possibly the most talked about, divisive, you know, athlete right now here in the city of Detroit. Is that fair? Takes as much criticism as he does, you know, takes some praise potentially from people out there that think, well, he's the greatest quarterback the Lions have ever had. When have you heard Matthew Stafford lash out about the way that he's treated by media or the way that he's treated by fans? He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
At all. And not to mention, he's a very tough individual who's played through a lot of different injuries, never makes excuses, never wants to talk about it, never wants to point things out like that. To me, that's the way that you handle things. What Miguel Cabrera is doing here now and the way it's going to be interpreted, that's the opposite of what you want to do because you're putting
fans in a
perfect
world, you're right.
In a bad
spot.
Right.
But you're also, we also ask these guys when we ask them questions, we ask them, we're hoping they're being honest, you know, and just like many people say, why even talk to them? They're just going to give you, oh no, I'm fine. So it sort of percolated with him today. Again, no, it's not going to play well necessarily with fans. But he's being damn honest, and he's trying to explain why he's eligible to come off the disabled list, and he's not ready to go. And I think that's what he's trying to do, is explain, listen, maybe in years past I would have, but I can't now. He didn't say this, but the thought bubble, you saw what happened when I tried to play hurt last year.
Well, and let's be real, at this point, Does anyone really care if he is out there playing through an injury? Doesn't matter.
It's totally different. He can take the time now.
Now, when they start making a push here in July and they're in first place by a few games, they better be out there playing again, though.
They
fans
don't need his stick now with Nico Goodrum out there. Come on.
He's the future, right? 248-539-9797. Can barely speak. Ticket text, of course, is at 97136. We'll read you the Miguel Cabrera comments once again. Just curious if they bother you, if it does it kind of affect you, or maybe you have a little bit of empathy for the guy who has played through a lot of injuries because the expectations were there. It's Bogey and Wojo. We'll get to some phone calls coming up. 97.1.